This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Three teenagers were injured in a shooting outside the Tyler Dormer Community Center in Racine last night. A 14-year-old was shot in the leg and is already out of the hospital. One 16-year-old was hit in the foot. Another flown to Children's with more serious injuries. Police are still searching for a shooter, and they're asking witnesses to come forward. Andrew Stanton of Kenosha pleaded not guilty yesterday to threatening to kill federal agents in TikTok videos. He faces up to 20 years in prison. He's got a trial set to begin December 15th. Congressman Brian Stile raised over $890,000 in the past 3 months, far topping his Democratic challenger's totals. He now holds about $4.2 million in campaign funds, the most among Wisconsin's congressional delegation. Caledonia police are selling three decommissioned squad cars. Up for auction are a couple of Ford police interceptors and a Dodge Charger. The vehicles are listed as is on the Wisconsin Surplus online auction website. Racine and Kenosha will host No Kings rallies tomorrow opposing President Trump's administration. Organized by groups like the ACLU and Indivisible, the events are part of a nationwide protest effort. In Racine, a rally is planned for 11 o'clock at the corners of Highways 31 and 20. Kenosha activists will gather in Civic Center Park at 1. And the Brewers face elimination in Game 4 of the NLCS tonight against the Dodgers. If they do manage a comeback, Game 6 would take place in Milwaukee Monday, Game 7 Tuesday. Pre-game will take over these airwaves at 7 tonight. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers fall again.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodgers Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
And we had man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over. So those types of things happen. Your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit. Had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back. Manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation. Kickoff 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.